There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Drive Live, and it is 6:09. Wetex is coming. Water, energy, and technology is going to be under the microscope soon. Let's talk to Waleed Salman, who joins us on the line, Executive Vice President of Excellence and Business Development at DEWA, the Dubai Electricity and Water Authority. Waleed, good to have you on.
Hi, Tim. Good evening, and honestly, I'm very much honored to be with you today online, and definitely, I try to do my best to give you the best detail and information about Wetex.
Well, it's good to have you here. Let's start with Wetex. I know that obviously DEWA is an enormous presence at the exhibition. Tell us about your involvement, Waleed.
Well, honestly, one member of the steering committee or the high committee for the exhibition. And this exhibition, honestly, that focusing on the energy, and it is in line with His Highness' strategy, like focusing in to promote Dubai as a destination for renewable and clean energy. So we have that today, talking about an exhibition of a size of 70,000 square meters, right? We have more than 2,000 companies, so that shows how big is the exhibition, and the destination now becomes for the business, scientists, customers, and normal people, even as students, universities. So everyone now take advantage of this exhibition as a platform for knowledge and business.
And Waleed, we know it's on from the 23rd of October to the 25th. You're going to be down at the Dubai International Convention and Exhibition Centre. I know there's lots and lots going on there, but why is there a separate exhibition for solar energy on the sidelines of Wetex?
Thanks, Natalie. But honestly, it's not why. I mean, what we're talking, today when we're talking about the renewable, it becomes a new dimension of business. It's a new born baby in the business of energy in the whole Middle East. So DEWA, in 2012, or Dubai, under the patronage of His Highness Sheikh Mohammed, when he announced the strategy of clean, the green energy for sustainable development, that Dubai starts revolving and creating a new industry in the region, leading by a project and a business rather than only setting up the exhibition or promoting the technology. No, we've been setting by example, implementing the renewable as part of our strategy. So we're talking about now 25% by 2030 and 75% by 2050. Already today in Dubai, we have 200 megawatts already commissioned and connected to the grid. There are 800 megawatts under construction, and again 700 megawatts is under finalization of power purchase agreement. So we're talking about huge business in terms of renewable industry taking place starting from Dubai. So this revolving of the business of renewable, we give all the appreciation and the credit, I think, to Dubai as the first implementer of such a big scale of with a clear strategy from now to 2050, whereas we'll be leading the market and the industry in terms of having such a big scale of renewable in terms of clean energy.
One final question. That's the solar perspective, Wally. What are DEWA going to be doing that go along with the exhibition in terms of projects or initiatives that you're going to be showcasing?
Honestly, we've structured the event. It's more than different dimensions. So we're not talking previously, a couple of years back, we're only talking about exhibition. But today we're talking more than this. We're talking about the Green Week, that the whole week will be busy of green initiatives, the green deals. For example, we have the World Green Economy Summit that will take place in the same building, which is the Trade Center. We'll be having the World Green Economy Summit. This is the fourth year, and it will be like a more platform for leadership, CEOs and speakers that will come. We have more than 65 speakers will be involving in that event. The other side, we have the solar show. So I think we are creating more of a new platform, leading the market and creating a new industry in the business. But people, and even international, that they want to, you know, meet everyone in one place. So we have in that platform for a meeting destination, business to business, business to customers. As I said, students from university can come and mingle, meeting different technology providers. So it is like become like a think tank, a big one, like accepting everyone to come and do the deal and do the knowledge sharing.
Okay, well, Lead Salman's Executive Vice President of Excellence and Business Development at DEWA. All the best at WETEX next week, Waleed, and thank you once again for coming on.
Thank you, and from this channel, I would like to invite everyone to be like there and looking at the different technology that will be showcased during the event.
Waleed, appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.